Vectis Radio.
What we got to our guest here, didn't we, Maggie?
We have. It's Dadina. Hello, Dadina.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And you're from Isle of Wight Film Fixers.
Yeah, Isle of Wight Film Fixers. It's a community interest company.
Oh,
so
right.
It belongs to the island because it promotes the island as a film destination.
And it certainly is a film destination.
Oh, it's been fantastic. And because under our umbrella, we also have a directory, which is the Isle of Wight locations.
Right.
So productions can see actually what we do have available instead of just thinking it's a tiny island, we don't have anything here.
Yeah.
They are always amazed at our great roads like the Military Road like, you know, the Downs and our iconic places.
Yes.
But also that you've got, you know, even the arch opposite here we've used for filming as a London Brixton area.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just the subway. So there's lots of alternatives and it just gives the production companies an opportunity to see what we have. Because as one of our taglines is, we're more than amazing views.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a lot of stuff and equipment and production stuff here so that other companies haven't got to bring their own.
So again, once they get in touch with us, we can work on the logistics of getting them here. First of all, I would say I find out what productions are happening.
Yes.
And if they're looking for certain places, yes, that I think we could find,
yeah,
I reach out to them, I invite them over. The ferry companies are fantastic. They offer them a free recce.
That's nice.
So, because if we start charging them everything, it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
So once they are here and they see the island for itself, it's already, they've got the wow factor.
Yeah.
Once we've shown them everything around, we get a draft, basically, of all the locations they're looking for.
Right.
So we shortlist it, we take them around, and we can tick it off, like, wow, we've got this, wow, we've got that. And then from then, we can offer local crew, because we have a database now of amazing people, you know, makeup artists that live on the Isle of Wight,
yep,
but work on very high-end TV dramas, yep, etc., as well as rippers and all jibbers, all kinds of people.
All kinds of people. Yeah. There's a lot of people involved in any production. There's a huge amount of crew.
Yeah, I always have I do quite a lot of Bollywood as well, and my Bollywood crowds is a lot of UK local. We obviously have to bring stunt coordinators and all their teams over.
Yeah.
But generally, they're between 100 to 200.
Yeah.
Always amazing when you look at the credits going up at the end of any production. Hundreds of people.
Hundreds. You could sit there. It's longer than the film sometimes.
So we've got a list of locations. You've got a directory of people you can call on.
Yep.
And we've got an island which has got such a range of different things going for it in terms of the scenes they want to shoot.
Yeah, absolutely. So now London is becoming obviously extremely expensive to film. We are offering alternatives to London locations that aren't obviously the iconic places, but they go over there, film the iconic, and like we were saying earlier, they'll give you that drone shot of that London area, and then we can be filming it, you know, as we have done in Ryde. We've done, obviously, Newport High Street many, many times in films.
Right, well, that could be a generic high street.
Exactly, it can be anywhere in London.
But
you know,
you can make it London by having the right vehicles.
Yes, and again, we've got amazing buses. We've got, you know, we also do vehicles on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
So you'll find that sometimes locally we'll shout out on our local Facebook and go, quick, we need a purple Range Rover with three, you know, all kinds of
somebody
stuff
has
that we
one.
Have to.
Yeah.
On the island, it's amazing if what we actually have here.
Yeah.
It
brings money in, doesn't it?
Oh, a huge amount of money. So when we did The Beast Must Die, this is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was over COVID, absolutely.
Yes.
But they were here 5 months, which is a long time.
That's a long production.
They're never usually here.
But it was slower because of COVID.
Oh, definitely slower because of COVID. But while they were here, that actual production brought £2.3 million into the island.
Brilliant.
And it was like over a £10 million budget.
Yeah.
You know, we've worked on £20 million big Bollywood movies, and they're here for maybe a week, two, 3 weeks, and that can easily bring in 600 to 1500, you know, 500,000 or whatever, a lot of money into the island because we use local, you know, local drivers, local cabs, local vehicles, local people, local extras, local actors that do the second roles. Yeah. Where we can, and all our runners, we're very lucky, we use the Isle of Wight College and the Southampton and Portsmouth University for runners. And they get amazing. You can't buy that experience.
No, I think
that's quite remarkable. And you were saying off air earlier on that you can make bits of ride look like London without too much difficulty at all.
So we did like a scene, I was saying, at Russell Square in London. We used a beautiful building in just near the tennis courts in Ryde, the front of their building, put some black cabs and some red buses, got the hustle and bustle of people walking by. And then we used part of Russell Square, the gardens, which was going to be Vernon Gardens in Ryde. And then we shot the outside from the house, but that was in Shanklin. So that whole scene, we had three different locations just to get that ambience of what we are. And it is, it's an essence of.
Yeah, and that's all it has to be.
Yeah.
But you had mentioned Bollywood. There's quite a big one that was not that long ago that came out, wasn't there? An all-action one with people jumping through hoops and coming off cars and all sorts.
That's right. That was Action Hero.
Yeah.
We had that staged in Ventnor for the actual parkour. I think it's called parkour, where they're jumping from building to building and then landing on cars and rolling, etc. They were amazing.
I think that happened in Ventnor.
Yeah, that happened in Ventnor.
A huge Bollywood production.
Huge. And those stunt coordinators and organisers, they are, they do Jack Ryder, they do Batman and Spider-Man, they do all of them. And that's what's so brilliant. So again, they've kind of know the island, and they say to productions, oh wow, let's go over to the Isle of Wight, and we use the road that's closed near the Buddle, you know, because it is closed, obviously we're allowed to use it, we get permissions but it's a lot easier because it's a windy road and it's amazing. So we are able, it's a fantastic opportunity for productions to come over here because they always go away amazed of what they've achieved,
and they'll come back.
They do come back and they talk and that's what's so brilliant.
Recommend it to other people,
the stunt coordinators. We had another one, and we did the some gorilla hair gel or something. Hair gel advert.
Oh, I hadn't thought of adverts.
We do lots of adverts, and you know, the helicopter, and it's like you make a phone call and they're like, yeah, we'll come over to the Isle of Wight easily, because they have to be certain types of helicopters that we actually don't have on the island, and there aren't that many.
They're not around the corner, are they?
No, exactly. But you know, they're happy to do it because then the stunt coordinator will have another meeting and it kind of coordinates well. We can accommodate the productions by giving them a lower price.
Are you able, or is it secret, to let us know what's coming up? Is there something coming
up? No, we've got something. It's already reached 25 million views on the social media platforms of the song that's been released from Epic, First Semester. That was mainly filmed in Bournemouth. It's a lovely story of an Indian guy sent over to England at Bournemouth University, and it's how he integrated, the shock of coming from a very small village in India to be landing in Bournemouth centre, and then falling in love, trying to pursue his career, and you know, typical living up to the families in India. So that's coming out very soon. I think it's May the 14th or something like that. Called Epic First Semester.
Right.
But already, like I've said, the viewings of that, and that was filmed, we had 2 weeks on the Isle of Wight, so a lot of local people will see themselves on that film, even though it was filmed in Bournemouth, most of it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're not saying that a whole film, I mean, The Beast Must Die was all filmed here pretty much,
other
than possibly some studio scenes, I don't know, but we're not saying that a whole film has to be filmed here, but chunks of it can be filmed here.
And with the Isle of Wight and production companies that now know how wonderful the island is, they're happy to say, oh, Dadina, can you find us these locations? And if we can. So unfortunately, I've just lost one production and they're going to Scotland. It's just because I don't have the locations that they're
looking for. Okay, well, you can't win them all.
No, and they're actually big, stately homes they wanted.
Yeah, we don't have that many.
We don't have that many. And other than that, we have got a little bit of everything.
So how can people find out more?
Yeah, we're off the website. It's Isle of Wight Film Fixers .co.uk. The Isle of Wight locations, because you can always register your property, building, car park, archway, tunnel.
Oh, right, okay.
Because the more information that we can give productions, I'm also registered now with FI Creative England, all of the other things, as an SLM, which is a senior location manager. So I also work on the mainland too. But I have a good network of people that I can say, look at this site. And it isn't an agency, it's just a directory.
So
it's like the good old Devotion Yellow Pages, but of gallery style. So they can see what the island has to offer. And if you've got anything at home, you go, oh my god, I've got the best fireplace, oh, I've got, you'll be surprised what I have to find. And the more that we can offer, the more we've got opportunities.
So that's iowlocations.com. it says here on this handy sheet that you've given me.
That's the locations.
Isle of Wight Film Fixers.
Yes, and the Isle of Wight Film Fixers is where you can also register if you are in the industry, or even if you would like to be like a runner or an assistant.
Oh, right. So
and start
offer your services.
Yeah, because then you can mirror the people that are in there, because I think it's really important that we give our young people an opportunity to see the variety. You don't have to be an actor just to be in films. You can be, you know, even if you're a beautician and hair, but learn the trade of what you need. And watching and being with the right people is amazing.
Okay, excellent.
And then again, we have Island People Agency, which is if you want to be an extra or you are an actor. So what we're also offering now under the Island People Agency is if you are a professional actor and you work in the industry but live or have contacts, like your mum still lives on the island but you're based in London, as long as you're registered and you can have your own accommodation, we offer that to productions, because second roles, they're called, if the main actor is in like a policeman and we need his mates that are at the police force, those people, instead of bringing them all over, they will cast local.
Right,
because
okay.
we only need them for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But we might need them for 5 or 6 days in a row.
Yeah.
So if we can call upon them, well, then if we need them. So the big casting production companies will come to Island People and say, okay, we're looking for this, but they need to be actors.
Yeah, okay, well, I understand that. Yes, I mean, I'd be absolutely hopeless at it, but there we are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you for doing this, because it puts the Isle of Wight on the map and, importantly, earns them Isle of Wight income.
It does, and we've got another 2 or 3 productions coming up, especially. Well, so that's the other thing. We go from September to kind of April, May, because doing it at the height of season,
suitable. No, but you want it out of season.
So we do mainly out of season. Commercials and small little jobs and pilots we can do.
I know you put it on social media, but feel free to let us know here at Vectis Radio if you need something or someone.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll
I'd
put
appreciate
that on
that.
Air for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dean.
Vectis Radio on DAB.